Okay, everybody. Welcome one and welcome all. OMG. Now, I'm going to try to edit. I'm going to try to put the invite link. I'm putting the StreamYard invite link right now in the YouTube live. OMG. So we're talking about Joe Biden, the greatest.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
President of all time, my hero. I really love his son Hunter. I think Hunter Biden is the greatest artist ever, most creative mind ever, and he's better than Leonardo da Vinci. OMG. And oh my god, Joe Biden is so cute. Woo. All right, here's the invite to the live stream. Stream with me. All right, let me just add that to the comment section. Also add this to the chat. So Tim, I just added, if you're watching right now, I just added the link to the description of the video. It should show up, but if it doesn't, you'll just have to manually put it in on there. Hold on. Damn it, StreamYard. We'll get Tim on here in a second, everybody. If anybody else wants to join, though, if we can get a whole smorgasbord, it could be a Joe Biden orgy. And what I mean by Joe Biden orgy is I mean like a bunch of like-minded people who are in love with Joe Biden, who think Joe Biden's the best. He is the greatest, the GOATest, the greatest president of all time. You know, I think my competition, Copper Cab, thought he could outdo me. Oh, hold on. I got to get Tim on here. Hold on. Tim, you are on, my man.
Yes.
Give me a second, though. I have to put my headphones in. So I can't hear you just for the moment, just because I got to get my headphones in. Give me one second. I'm not as prepared as I should be. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I can hear you too. Sweet. All right. Well, this is the so Copper Cab thought he could outdo me. And how dare he? How dare the Ginger King think he can out? I thought I was the biggest Joe Biden fan. I think I am. Oh, hold on. My ringtone.
Copper Cab live streamed for like 5 hours last night.
Did he?
Yeah,
was it about Joe Biden?
No, I don't know. Right now it says his stream is called I Love Joe Biden, hashtag Biden2024. But he's playing some sort of video game. I don't know what he's doing. He's like a kid. He's running around in like some wasteland. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Whew, I'm ready. I'm live. I'm feeling good. I haven't been live with you in a while, so this is cool. And when you messaged me about the Copper Cab thing, I got inspired. I was like, you know what? I bet I could outdo him on the title. So it says, Joe Biden 2024, woke Michael Garza loves our president. So this is now the new woke Michael Garza show, by the way.
You've picked a side. It's down between Texas and USA. They're fighting over the border. You've picked USA.
Oh man.
Actually, I think there's 12 states that have joined Texas. So you're on the other side. I think Oregon's picked USA and you're fighting against the rebel states like Oklahoma, Texas, whatever. So, Kristi Noem is, she's with Texas.
So is there like is there a thing about am I missing something? Are states actually trying to secede right now?
Yeah, because Biden came out and said you're not allowed to put up barbed wire and shipping containers and stuff to block the border. And then Texas says, you know what? We're declaring whatever under the Constitution. We're stopping the border crossings. And then Biden kind of just said, okay, fine. You know what? Never mind then. So then a bunch of other states just kind of said, you know what? We're helping Texas, like Oklahoma, Dakotas, and all that. They're sending more barbed wire to the border or something. So, but Biden isn't really fighting back. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, goddamn. Biden's
and I think Copper Cab's given up because he's just playing video games now.
Oh, is he?
He's playing that game where you have to like climb really high or something. I see like a kid in a hat.
My illegitimate son.
Oh my god, he just missed the jump. Oh, the kid just died.
As someone else.
Hey, it's as someone else. I watch your videos. I watch them and I comment. You don't respond, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I don't respond. That's okay.
Baltimore, you guys missed the Super Bowl. That's okay. There's always next year.
Yeah, I know. We just lost. Yeah, I figured
that was a heartbreaking loss, by the way. I watched that game earlier. It was like just mistakes after mistakes, man. So, as a football enthusiast, I was pissed off at how Lamar Jackson played. I'm just going to put it at that. So,
yeah.
You got a haircut, though. Look at someone else. I think he's going to be drafted in a World War III with that haircut.
I could definitely pass the army the army test when it comes to running. I used to run 5:30 mile times. So
what's the official someone else position on drafts? Are they good or bad?
I don't really like drafts. I think that F.A. Hayek actually says in his book, The Constitution of Liberty. I have the book here. He's a big argument against drafts in the Constitution of Liberty. He says that drafts lead to the market not being free, because now that market or the young people are not in the market anymore. They're at war, and so all the resources are going towards the war and not the market and not the voluntary part of the economy. I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Do you have any stocks?
Not at the moment that I would buy, but I mean, VT and BNDW would be the only two I would think about buying over and over again.
You're eating stocks. What do you care about the market?
Yeah. I mean, what I mean by market, I mean like economics. I don't mean like stock market, but.
Well, he owns everything. If he has the Vanguard Total World Index, he technically owns, not every stock in the world, but he owns pretty much just about every stock they get their hands on for Vanguard. I like the VT.
Yeah, the VT.
What's the other one?
BNDW. The world one. The bond world one. It's literally the same thing as the stock one, but with government bonds and public stocks in it. So it's a little.
Dude, my portfolio would give you a heart attack because it's I have like one of just about every ETF that you could imagine. I've got like covered call ETFs. I've got like one share of like different covered call ETFs. I've got like one share of index ETFs that are like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still super diversified. So I'm never worried about my portfolio, but let's see, A World Without Men.
Analysis of an all female economy.
Oh, God.
Oh no. It looks like it worked out. I saw a bunch of skulls.
That's why I love the book. There's so many graphs in there. I love it. Beautiful.
I see Tim's got his hoodie on. Well, I gotta join.
Yeah, this is my new place. I moved into my new place. Look at this.
Hey, you like artwork? You like the Canadian Constitution?
Oh, you have the Constitution of Canada.
Yeah, right there.
That's it, right there. That's the Canadian Constitution. it's a blue tree.
Oh yeah,
like, you got it right there.
I read the whole thing.
It's a good constitution. I like it, but it's I feel like it values the group more than the individual. I could definitely see it with the Quebec acts and stuff in here. Yeah,
yeah, Quebec. See, I've met people from Quebec, French people. They're not bad, but Quebec itself is like a train wreck. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. You gotta explain. You're gonna have to explain Canada to me.
Yeah, I've only been to Canada once, but I've never been to Quebec, so I don't know. I've been to New Brunswick.
I was in Quebec for the first time last September, and I think I was there too early in the day. It was like before noon, and everyone was still sleeping. There was like no cars. There was no one on the sidewalk, and then I just went home.
It's kind of like Spain, I guess. It has that same sort of vibe where you just sort of sleep until the middle of the day, like Spain.
Yeah, but they were out because I was at the Smashing Pumpkins concert. They made it for that. That started like seven or 8 o'clock or something. They woke up and they came to that.
I have the Constitution of Australia as well, and the Constitution of the Soviet Union. Constitution of Australia.
The Constitution of Australia is just like a liquor bottle. That's all it is. It's like when the time WWF wrestling showed like the WWF rule book, and they just brought out a bottle of whiskey. That's the same from Australia. So.
The Magna Carta.
Yeah, the Magna Carta. Trump 2024.
And then I got the Soviet Constitution right here.
What does that say? What does it say about gulags in there?
It doesn't really reference them that much, surprisingly. It should, it's though.
None of my business.
But it was the 1977 Constitution, so it's not the Stalin one, but it's whatever.
I touched a piece of the Berlin Wall when I was in Ottawa at the museum. They've got a chunk of the Berlin Wall at the military museum. You can touch it.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I think my grandparents have a piece of the Berlin Wall, actually. Grandparents have a piece. In New Jersey. They have just a private piece of the Berlin Wall in their home. Like, why do we have this?
Garza's parents are Mexican. They got a piece of Trump's wall.
I heard about the Supreme Court ruling that they didn't. They sided with the president on the border issue. So
yeah, but then they started putting Texas started putting up barbed wire anyway, and then Biden was just like, "Okay, go ahead. We're not really going to do anything." But Garza's picked USA. I picked Texas. Whose side are you on?
I mean, I'm not really that anti-immigrant. So for me, I don't really care that much. I mean, I don't know if I want the borders to be fully open, but I don't want it to be fully closed either. You know what I mean? I'm kind of weird, but
I believe borders are good. I believe borders are good because you need to figure out who's coming into your country. Yeah. That's why, for instance, I'll give you an example. If I have a house and I have a gate in front of my house that says that you need to ring the bell and talk to me,
mm-hmm.
right? You got to ring the bell and talk to me, right? So I'm going to talk to you, make sure you're not a sketchy individual. And then I'll be like, okay, you can come in. Have fun. Come into my house.
See, but most of the guys I read are very, very pro-immigrant. So like Thomas Sowell and F.A. Hayek are very, very pro-immigrant.
Yeah, but Thomas Sowell hates black people. That's his motivation.
He's a black guy. It is kind of funny. He's like quoting all these white old men, right? Thomas Sowell's like an old black guy. It's kind of funny.
Snoop Dogg got so high today he endorsed Trump. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
I'm reading about South African history too today. I was reading about South African history. John Edmund, Bushcat 2.
I can get you like some Archie comics if you got nothing to read. If you're just like bored, I'll send you some Archie comics.
Oh, I have a book called Secret Societies. My dad gave it to me. Pretty funny. Let's see if I can find it right here. Secret Societies. It's got the Illuminati symbol on it. Oh, so cool. I haven't read it, though, but I should read it.
Secret societies are a tough sell for millennials because they all want to be famous. How do you sell a secret society when no one even knows who you are when you're in it?
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Besides Garza, wouldn't that be a good sitcom if you took in some migrants into your little apartment and just like had a couple in your bedroom like on like sleeping bags? Garza takes in migrants. That would boost your channel to 3,000 subs.
Yeah, also, I probably should.
It would also probably explain a few things that would end up getting stolen too. I'd probably have to buy a new computer afterward. No, it's terrible.
That would give me some content right there.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'd put geotags in my
teach Guatemalans to code. You could dominate the internet.
Yeah, I could do that. So I was reading my constitutions, right, at work. And my friend is like, why are you reading all these inferior nations? You should only be reading the United States Constitution. I start laughing. It's so funny.
Well, here's the thing. Curtis Yarvin and Hans Hermann Hoppe, I read his Democracy, the God That Failed. He's against the Constitution. He likes the settlers. He likes the American Revolution. He's against the Constitution. He thinks that everything should be local, small, like governance.
Oh, you know. So he's like an anti-federalist. Okay.
Yeah, he's anti-federalist. He doesn't like it. So that's, I recommend Hans Hermann Hoppe, The Democracy of the God That Failed.
It's a I've watched some of his videos, but I haven't, yeah. I read any of his books yet, but I should read some of his books.
I worked for the government and he's convinced me that my job is irrelevant. Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Hobbs is a very anti-state guy. I can see that.
But someone else, do you work? Where do you work? Do you work somewhere? Or are you still in college?
I work at an Amazon factory or Amazon fulfillment center.
I thought you were a nurse or something.
No, I'm not a nurse at all. I wanted to do nursing. I didn't do anything. I was too lazy to go to college.
I agree with you. Let those boomers die. All they get is screw us over.
I can never, like, that's the one thing I can never do is be like a nurse in a, or a doctor in an old person's home. I just couldn't. Yeah. Like, this sounds terrible, but I really don't like old people. Like, I understand I'm going to get old. I get it. But like, even by the time if I even get to the point of 70, I'll probably be like, God, I'm an old fuck. Like, I could understand, like, if my grandkids wouldn't want to talk to me, if I have kids that have grandkids, I could understand that. I could be like, okay, they want me for my money. I'm cool with that.
Like, I really don't care. Did you hear Tim Dillon go off on boomers yesterday?
Dude, I love his rants on boomers, by the way. But no, I haven't heard his most recent rant. And they're
beautiful. I know, it was all about how boomers won't give up their houses, their jobs. And then they thought that importing illegal migrants would be the ones to take care of them. And stuff like that. But they're like, the illegal migrants will probably just let them die. But the thing is, it's like, you know, damn, I forgot my point. All right, you guys talk.
Okay, I got an Ingsoc flag back there. How do you feel about that?
What is it?
Ingsoc.
Is that like a slinky? What is that?
It's a political party from 1984.
Nice. Are they the ones who wanted to do 1984? Like, do you like a dystopia?
Yeah, that's the dystopian political party. That was funny. That
I saw that movie. Like, I didn't know what was going on with movies when I was a kid, but I saw that 1984 movie they did based on the book, and I was freaked out. I'm like, I hope that doesn't happen.
I watched both the old movie of 1984 and a new one. I watched both versions.
I saw the old one with William Hurt. It was freaky.
William Hurt. Is that that's the older one, right?
Yeah, it's John the older one, yeah. I think they did it in 1984, if I remember.
Yeah. The second one they did, yes. They should redo that movie. Honestly, it's been a long time.
Dude, if they did a modern day version of 1984,
I'll bring it back.
Oh my god. Like, seriously, I'm surprised they haven't. Like, what was the most recent 1984 movie?
It was 1984. That was the second one. The first one was in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And they made it, and then the second one was...
Dude, could you... I think it would be fantastic to see a modern-day version of the telling of 1984.
I think, like, I could probably try to do something like that. I don't have the budget to do something like that.
Wait, we can't release that, though. You want to know why? Because then somebody would want to vote for my hero, Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, he's the big brother. Joe Biden's the big brother that I wanted, all right? He's who I want to watch over me. And if we release 1984, if we let kids read 1984, they're going to see that the Biden administration and Big Brother similarities are there. We got to censor this because we need Joe Biden. Joe Biden 2024. I love Joe Biden. The greatest of all time, anyway. Love you,
all right, Jeff. What's going on in Baltimore? What's the news? What's like local news in Baltimore?
Honestly, we had a bunch of snow, and we had like a few, I guess, a foot of snow, and like the drivers are awful here. We had like a few crashes on the Key Bridge. I don't know if you ever Francis Scott Key made the anthem of the United States.
I know that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He made the anthem of the United States, and I drive across that bridge like, you know, every day or whatever. There was a crash on the bridge. I had to go around some stupid cars.
Wait, the bridge is actually called the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
Yeah.
That's so badass. That's
awesome. You can look it up. You can look up the bridge if you want.
It's freaking awesome, dude. Holy shit.
How often do you eat crab? Do you eat a lot of crab, or is it just
Eat crab here. I don't eat any crab. I hate crab, but there are people that eat crab.
There's a guy. Crab. We got Pacific crab.
So I have a Dominican friend, right? He's from the Dominican Republic, and he wears a shirt. So it's called Maryland is for Crabs. I'm like thinking to myself, you're probably going to get eaten if you live in Maryland as a crab.
It should say, I got crabs in Maryland. That's what it should say.
Yeah, it just says Maryland with crabs, and then the crab is just like has this claw motion or whatever on his shirt. It's a little weird. It's a weird shirt, but
hey, Tori Amos is from Maryland, and I'm the one heterosexual Tori Amos fan. No one even knows who that is. You guys are too young. But
well, you see Tori Amos?
You know her?
I've heard of the name. She's a
singer, piano player, right? Do you know Mick Foley, the wrestler, like Mankind, Cactus Jack?
I don't know any of those people. I love Mick Foley.
I know Mick Foley. I met him.
I went to his comedy tour, and I brought my Tori Amos album art from the CD, and he autographed it for me because he would listen to Tori Amos before he went to his matches.
Oh, shit.
That's my Baltimore connection for someone else.
Badass.
Hail to the Arizona, our God is.
I can probably bring that up. You're going to get that. One second. We're doing show and tell today.
Arizona flag. I got my Arizona flag.
That's the Arizona flag?
Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
I have no idea what Arizona's flag looked like until now. It's incredible.
So the red and yellow represent the Spanish Empire. The bronze star represents the bronze in the state. I don't know what the blue represents exactly. But the 13 rays around the star represent the 13 original colonies against the British.
Which
is a little bit dope. But it's like Arizona wasn't one of the 13 original colonies. It's a little dumb to reference that, but okay. But it looks cool regardless. So.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny that they reference the 13 original colonies in a state flag. But
here we go. Tori Amos album signed by Mick Foley. It says, wow. Have a nice day.
There I have go. An album signed by somebody. John Edmonds signed some of my stuff. John Edmonds signed one of my albums. He signed this one, I think. He signed the Rhodesian Fallen Soldiers Saluting Song, whatever it's called. He signed like a bunch of them.
That from the 1899 Boer War? What is that?
I don't know. This is a box that he gave to me, or his Kevin gave to me. Kevin on the website messaged me. He wrote like a little envelope. And there's the Boer War right there. Here's the Boer War one.
Boer War.
This is the Boer War one.
That was Canada's first war, by the way. That was the first war they has fought as like an independent unit.
He references Canada in this one. Yeah, he does reference Canada in this one.
For Garza, yeah. That was South Africa. The Germans were fighting the English for control of South Africa.
Yeah, the Canadian song on this one's called Billy the Eagle. Billy Eagle the Brave. It's a good song. I like that song.
Billy the Eagle the Brave?
It's a Canadian that fights in the...
I call my buddy
right there in the back.
Billy the Eagle. That's awesome.
Billy the Eagle the Brave. It's a song about a Canadian native person. Who fights against the British in South Africa. So he's natively from Canada. He realizes, wait a minute, these Boers are fighting against the British, and I don't really like the British that much, so I'm going to fight against the British in South Africa.
Yeah, I think he defected.
He defected.
But hey, Africa won. Dricus du Plessis, now the UFC, the welterweight champion? He just defeated Strickland on the pay-per-view last week. South Africa is the first UFC champion.
I did not know that. I should know more about sports. I don't watch any sports, really, but I guess I'm not a sports guy.
You know, when I was growing up, that's all. Yeah, I watched a ton of sports growing up because I was raised by my grandparents, and their whole thing was sports. But then, but now I don't watch much. I watch hockey. I watch a little bit of, like, if there's a big football game. And UFC, I don't watch a lot of sports, but I used to watch everything, you know?
Yeah,
I used to watch a lot of basketball, and the game just got kind of ridiculous for me. I think they don't play any defense anymore, and they just shoot threes all the time.
Yeah, I used to love basketball, but yeah, there's a lot of three pointers now. You know,
I don't mind 3-point shooting. In fact, just a quick thing, even though I know as someone else, my boy Aiden is not going to know what I'm referencing here, but with basketball, because this is a weird scheme, and to anybody who does know what I'm talking about, you'll see what I'm. I came up with a brilliant idea the other day. You can beat any team by not guarding the three-pointer. On defense, just play a zone defense that clogs the paint and kind of prevents as much as you can the mid-range jumper. Let other people, let the other team shoot the three-pointer. Just let it rip. And then never let them get an easy inside shot. Don't let them drive the ball. Block their ass when they try to go in for a layup. If you force teams to shoot only threes, the chances of them making it all the time throughout the game is pretty slim. So you can use zone defense to your advantage. So that's the
guard. Anyway. You see that space right there? That's where I have room for an arcade one-up. Should I get the NBA Jam arcade one-up?
Get NFL Blitz. Oh, my God. The NFL Blitz one is the tits. Dude, NBA Jam's cool, but like it never, in my opinion, was a great arcade game.
I bought the NBA Jam for Super Nintendo the day it came out. I drove an hour from my hometown to the only store that would have it. I got there, and then they told me that they couldn't find it, and I started crying. And my friends started laughing at me because I didn't have it. But I think they knew that they had it. They were just going to find it. Anyway, they pulled it out and found it. I don't know, it was like $100 or something back in the day. Anyway, we got the NBA Jam. We went home, we played it, and it was amazing. We played it for like years. It was amazing. NBA Jam on Super Nintendo.
It's a great game. I just don't know what it is about the arcade version of it.
Wow. Yeah, alcohol is that. What is that, 17%?
This Italian Amaretto. You ever have that? It's kind of a
mixture of
almonds and like almonds and peach stones and stuff. It's really
I'm cool. Sure we have that in the United States. I just don't know anything about it.
When you say Italian, I think Italian alcohol. Oh, my speaker just went off. But when I hear Italian alcohol, though, I think of like olive oil and vodka combined. I think that
nothing wrong with that. I'd eat that.
Dude, that would be kind of good. I would actually be fine with a combination of olive oil and straight up vodka. That'd be interesting.
Don't they make like wine mainly? Make wine.
I got mostly. Wine. There's nothing wrong with
man,
wine,
dude.
They make wine in Italy.
Wait a minute. Someone else. What are you? No one's ever asked you what your ethnic background is.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't really know, but I did a DNA test, and it said I was 23% Scottish, which is the highest I had.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah.
I'm a percentage. You're a mixture. You're like me.
A mixture. So, yeah, they did this, like, I did this background thing with, like, yeah, it was a little, it was a little weird. But it was like, my mom was mostly, like, continental. My dad was mostly from the British Isles, so.
Okay.
It was like, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that mix.
Yeah, so my mom was like 90% continental. Very different background. Yeah, I was always an interesting background because my parents look so different. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, you look a little Scottish. Is your dad Scottish?
Yeah. I'm pretty certain he is. There's a story about him.
Mark doesn't look that Mexican-y. I mean, he looks a little like Canelo, that boxer, but.
Yeah. I was gonna say, it's funny because I steal from my brother's 23andMe test because he did one, and I assume he and I are full brothers. we're like 11% like Native American and shit, like Aztec sort of crap, and then like we're Irish. I think we're a little bit French.
Yeah, it was funny. Mine said 99.9% European, so it's kind of.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm just all over the map, man. The heck? Like,
I'm part Indian, what they call like Native American in the US. That's my mix. But I don't care. I'm still gonna buy stocks. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
I think you should try to get some benefits, boys.
You know that most socialist areas in the United States are native tribes. So in tribal land, they socialize everything.
Yeah, there is that, but then I watched this whole documentary about natives against like socialism. And there's like a little tiny contingent of that, but I don't think it's that big. But it doesn't matter. They made a documentary, so it seems bigger than it is.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I'm like, the reason I'm against socialism is because that's what you're doing in the native tribes, and it's not working. Like all the plans they want to do with the tribes, now they want to do nationally. It's going to be terrible.
Look at this. I got this stamp collection. This is 1972. Canada versus the Soviet Union hockey series. Anyone know about that?
Damn,
you know about
dude.
That? That was a big deal in Canada because it was like the first time the Soviet Union had been winning all the Olympic games because Canada hadn't been sending the best NHL players because the Olympics would happen. And then one year Canada said, let's do a series in the summer, all the best NHL players, although some players couldn't make it. Anyway, Russia won like the first few games and Canada was like in a crisis. People were crying. People were freaking out. And then that was in Canada, first four games, next four games in Russia. And then Canada ended up winning the series with, like, they scored with, like, a minute left. And that's basically our national epic. Like, Greek has the Iliad, and, like, Spain has, like, Song of Roland, and, like, you know, Italy has, like, Dante and something like that. We've got something where a guy with no teeth chopped a Russian guy in the foot. That's our national epic, and, like, put him out of the game, and then we won, so.
I listen to a lot of Canadian patriotic music, so I listen to, like, what is it called? General Brock, whatever his name is, War of 1812 song.
They burnt down the White House, but that's when Canada was still kind of England. It was like, you know.
Yeah. So. And then I listened to, what was it called? Before O Canada, there was an anthem before O Canada. I forgot the name of it.
I don't know. God Save the Queen? I don't know.
No, it was it was kind of unofficial, I think. It was like what was it called? Canada's fair domain. Oh, the Maple Leaf Forever. That's the name of the song. The Maple
Leaf Forever. Yeah, it annoys me, though. You know how much Canadians, like, hate the United States? It's like, they're so stupid. It's like, nothing to hate about the United States. It's like, you know.
I would have
dividends without the United States. You have to be one country where you can make some money. That's what we've decided the United States is. The world can be poor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We literally make the medication for Europe. 60% of Europe's medicines come from here.
Yeah, exactly.
We make the world's medicine here.
Does this look like a Canadian to you? This is an American. Last time I checked. Look at all these stuff. This is all stuff he's got, right?
I was watching a video on why Monopoly is not a real use case for why land exists. Like, it's not actually, Monopoly is not the most realistic example of how to use land. It's like, economically, it was a propaganda against capitalism or against free trade.
The Monopoly
in land.
Game started in like the 20s. It was some woman designed it, and it was you could be either. You could be the landlords, or you could be like the renters. Like, you could be either in the original Monopoly, and it was like kind of a comment on like monopolists and landowners. But then over time, people decided, you know what, I'd rather be the landowner. And that's how you get this guy. This is Uncle Pennybags or whatever.
So. Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Or whatever. No, it's good.
But you also had this. You also had hippies. I got the Woodstock.
Nice.
Woodstock.
Look at this. You open this bastard up and you get like a 1960s newspaper articles.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sudden pop fans leave for home. 30 the youth jam town. Holy shit. I had a college professor, the Scottish guy. He was at Woodstock. He taught a class on atheism, because the Scottish are atheists because English are Christians. Keep rock fans gather in the rain. That's what Woodstock was.
I think I might have that in my newspaper clippings up here. I might have the Woodstock agreement. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Let me see if I can find the Woodstock agreement on this big giant book I have. I have it right in this big book. I think I have it in this one. It must be in here. I don't know. I don't want to take all these books down. I have to find it, but it'd be funny.
You live with your parents, right?
Yeah, I still live with my parents.
Yeah, you'll find out when you go to move for the first time just how heavy these books are. And it's like a nightmare.
I probably should get rid of them. But
see, Garza's smart. He doesn't have any books. He can move in 2 seconds. It's not going to stop him.
Well, I got books. I got them all. So you see those? You see behind me where my kitchen is?
I see a beer cooler. I see like a popcorn machine.
See, they're all hidden. There, I'm just gonna. They're all hidden in that corner. And there's a drawer. Next, see that where that oven is? So if you go to,
you got a toaster oven in a Walmart bag. I don't see any books.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that they're not visible. Is what I'm trying to say. They're all in a big. They're all in a cupboard. I keep all my books in a cupboard. I don't know why I do that. I honestly just like to keep them around so I can start reading them again.
I love how the French flag isn't even correct on this. The French flag is supposed to be it's supposed to be blue, white, and red, not red, white, and blue.
I know the colors stand for liberty, fraternity, and equality, right?
Liberty, fraternity, and equality. Yep. Liberty, fraternity, equality. Yeah, it's the motto. It's on the back of the book, actually. It says it right there in the back. The motto. It has the anthem and everything in the back.
Look at this. I found a wooden coffin. And when you open it up, there's USBs and change inside. That's what I keep it there.
My man.
This is a Canadian quarter. It's got a moose on it.
Do you have do you have your Bitcoin in your USB? You gotta have Bitcoin in your USB drive.
There we go.
There's a moose. Just a Canadian quarter.
Oh, Liberty, yeah. Fraternity. That's awesome. Really that's the motto. You're right.
So I remember the Polish filmmaker Kieslowski did a trilogy, Liberty, Fraternity, Equality. That's back when it was in art films. I'm not really into those anymore. Now I like Jonah Hill movies.
Have you ever watched the YouTube video of Fraternity, Equality, whatever? I forgot the name of the YouTube video.
No, I watched the Kieslowski. He did that, and then he did one called The Decalogue, where he did every movie for the Ten Commandments or something.
Oh, wow. So I watched the video called I watched the video from a YouTuber called Small Taco, whatever his name is. He's a Canadian YouTuber. He made a whole video about a Fraternity, Equality, and what is it? The other one, Liberty, right? Yeah. And he says the communists are geared towards more equality. The fascists are geared towards more fraternity, and the libertarians or classical liberals are more geared towards liberty. So like John Locke's geared towards liberty. Karl Marx is towards more equality. And like, you know, what is it? The fascists in Italy are more towards fraternity. They believe in brotherhood or whatever of man or whatever they believe in. Yeah.
Right. Actually, one thing you got me into was economics as opposed to like stocks and stuff like that. Now I've like branched out. Now I'm more into that. But initially, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just looking at stocks. But you said you're not into stocks. You're into economics. Now, like, I'm diving more into that. So you got me into that.
Yeah, I mostly read Austrian and Chicagoan economics. I'm more of a Chicagoan, but I do like Austrian economics a lot.
Hey, both places have hot dogs. There's nothing wrong with either of them.
Yeah, they're great. So I here's the thing. Like, I take sides from both schools of thought. So I like the Chicagoans on their physical policy, on their currency policy. But I like the Austrians on the fact, I like the Austrians more on their business cycle policy. I think the Chicagoans are wrong on the business cycle. Okay. So it's very interesting. I take sides from both parts of the schools. So, you know, I don't think that the business cycle that the Austrians promote with their currency, the currency thing they promote is not going to prevent their business cycle theory. But their business cycle theory is actually correct. So I do believe that their business cycle theory is correct, but their currency, the way they want to make gold or Bitcoin into like the main currency, if everything has subjective value, then what's the point of making that a universal currency? I don't really understand it personally, or having the government recognize it. Like, I don't know. I just find their theory of gold or Bitcoin, like, I understand that it's scarce. So it's a lot harder to devalue it. Unlike like a US dollar or a fiat. But I believe that having like a set amount come into the market, like the Chicagoans would say, well, like less than 2% a year, which the Chicagoans want, which right now we're doing like 10% probably printing or even more than that. There's banks that they don't leak out all the dollar bills immediately, or else it would cause massive hyperinflation. So we're not seeing the inflation that's actually happening. And if we had to use Chicagoan economics to run our economy, a lot of our services that we're paying for with inflation would not exist. So, yeah, I would like to have the inflation rate way at least 1.5% to 2%, because inflation does, for some reason, it does motivate people. I feel like, you know, it does devalue your savings a little bit, but it causes the investments. Causes people to want to work, I think, a little bit. I could be wrong on that.
I think what happens is it causes people to invest more.
Yeah.
For the most part, at least it causes already rich people to want to invest even more. So that way it keeps businesses funded, I guess you could say. So I guess it does promote some form of business growth. Besides, it really doesn't hurt businesses because the cost is really just passed down to the consumer when prices have to raise because of the fact that the dollar is worthless garbage. So I figure I don't really care whether inflation exists or not. I think too much inflation is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I believe some inflation's just inevitable. I mean, there's no other way around it. Inflation is inevitable when you have something that isn't backed by anything of true value, or at least of anything useful.
Yeah.
The problem is I do, even though Robert Kiyosaki can sometimes be a grifter, he is right about gold and silver being God's money in the sense that it's been here since the beginning of time. And our paper currencies that we invent have only just begun and will just crumble without being backed by anything of natural value. At least that's my philosophy. I'm just a value seeker. At the end of the day, I just seek what is valuable. That's why I'm into stocks. I do have gold ETFs and silver ETFs, which I think is a little retarded in me, but I have them. They don't really take up that much of my portfolio. I just like having exposure. So I want to write a book called Exposure Theory, and it's a philosophy I kind of came up with in the last, like, I'd say 4 months that I've been kind of writing about, and that the goal, it doesn't really matter how your portfolio is weighted. As long as you're exposed to as many different things that have some form of value.
Yeah, and the book cover should have like somebody ripping off their clothes.
I could just be me with no shirt on there. Exposure theory. Actually, that is perfect because I just expose myself to the audience. And then the sensor bar for my wiener is just going to be really tiny.
What is it? Small man or... Strong man personal finance. This thing
guy. I could just have actually that would be awesome if like Christopher Bell, strongman personal finance, like agreed to like take a naked photo.
I live near him, actually. I should just drive by and learn some accounting. I live near that guy.
You live next to you do live pretty close to strongman, don't you?
Yeah, I live a state away from him. I should just drive. Yeah, he's like 7 hours away. I mean, yeah, the states are pretty big, but I think he's in Southern Virginia, so I would have to drive probably 7 hours to get there. I mean, depending on how I get lost.
Do you have him on Facebook? I have him on Facebook.
I don't have him on Facebook. I have him on email. I only contacted him once, and he responded once, but that was it. I don't know a whole lot about Christopher, but I know he's an accountant in Virginia.
He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
I'm not gonna bother him. But if I wanted to pay for like a service, I would have to go in person because I get distracted on my computer. I would go in person, be like, okay, I want to learn some accounting today. I'll go down, drive down with Christopher Bell and learn some accounting. But I don't think he would ever want to do that. I think he would always want to be online. So he's an online tutor, but I know that he's always busy. So I wouldn't want to bother him.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind if he like, I don't know what he would tutor me on, to be honest. I would just want him to be like,
I don't really have that much interest in accounting. I mean, I know like, you know, the people I read, like Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett, they talk about accounting like it's the business language or whatever. I don't really even care about business. I like economics. Economics is a little different from business, but it's one part of economics is business, but it's not.
Looking at the big picture. You're really looking at the big picture about how our whole economy works under capitalism. There's multiple economic systems that you could go from too that have been tried throughout history. And that must be a fascinating subject. The history of economic systems must be an interesting thing.
Yeah. What I actually am starting to really make a economic history. Like I'm starting to build up videos on my YouTube channel, trying to delve more into economic history. And I talk about why the United States is not a capitalist country. It hasn't been for a very long time. I argue it's a Keynesian economy. Most of our ideals come from John Marca and Keynes. Now, some of his ideals I really like, and then some of his ideals I absolutely think are trash. And I think we've taken way too many of his ideals, and we've used it to run our economy. And then we keep getting disproven. There's a lot of these economists like, oh, if we keep doing it, it will work. But we've already tried that, and that caused a recession. So I don't think the Keynesian theory is correct at all. What they do, so in a regular economy, what the Keynesians believe anyways, it goes up and down rapidly and massive amounts of people lose capital and jobs, basically, is what the Keynesians believe. So they believe they control interest rates and inflation, that the chart will go up and down slower. It will be like little tiny bumps instead of one big bump one big bump going down. Have big slopes and small slopes. So the Keynesians believe you should control the chart, those little recessions instead of one big recession. But the issue is you create economic bubbles doing that for some reason. I don't know exactly the reason, but I believe Ludwig von Mises and F.A. Hayek talk more about that, why the Keynesian policies would lead to a bubble. The Chicagoans don't really debate the Keynesian as much, but they really should. But what I like about the Chicagoans is they use more economic data than the Austrians, because the Austrians believe in a psychological theory of economics more than the Keynesians, and the Chicagoans like to use full on numbers. But but the Keynesians are more worried about employment. Chicagoans are more worried about Chicagoans are really weird. They worry more about like the long term effects of economics. Basically, they believe that if you do, you know, rent control or you do zoning laws, that has a massive effect on the production of rental units in a city. So like San Francisco, the reason they haven't built much is because the government has restricted the amount of licenses they're handing out to build these homes. The zones, you can only build certain things in certain zones. Like some homes require a garage, some of them don't. And then of course the rent control, meaning it's not really profitable to be renting to anybody. You either live there or you just decide to tear down the home because it's more of a liability than anything else to have that home just sitting there. So you just get rid of it. It's just, so like, you know, there's cities in the United States where they have these policies that, you know, they're supposedly supposed to be good for poor people with the rent control. But what it does is, you know, they got the rent control units are, you know, not getting updated with their air conditioning and their heating and their plumbing. And then you got the homes around it that are really expensive.
Yeah.
So all you did was you made the rest of the market worse by having these rent controlled zones. So it's quite interesting. And so Chicago.
Well, it's like really the old saying goes, man. you ever see that meme where like the kid's riding the bicycle, right? And he puts like the stick in between the spokes, and then he falls over and crashes, and then blames it on something else. Well, that's the government basically. Government will basically put in a policy that really just fucks everything up. And then just blames something else for the problem. Yeah, why government is the problem. Exactly. Freeman said it best. And
why government's the problem. That's the name of the book. It's a good book.
We honestly, if government controlled everything for years and years and years, we would still be under candlelight. I'm serious. Like if government controlled production, we would have death camps.
There's a famous Rhodesian joke that John Edmund makes in his music. I don't know his music, but there's in his comment section on his YouTube videos. They say, "What did Zimbabwe people use before candles?" And then they say, "Well, in Rhodesia we use electricity." That was a pretty good joke.
Tim, I'm sorry. Tim hasn't had. I want to hear some Tim opinion on all this. I haven't heard Tim's point of view.
I don't have the in-depth Rhodesia experience.
I just listen to their music.
I don't even know about Rhodesia. So.
I don't know. I listen to John Edmund. John Edmund's the guy who's from there. So I listen to all his music. I read his books. I have two of his books. He actually signed them. If you want to see his signature, but the signature's a little all over the place. But
well, here's what everyone's talking about this week. They're talking about boomers because someone made a comment on Twitter about you should tell millennials or Gen Z and Gen X, you should tell them. And when someone says, okay, boomer, you should say, okay, renter, because none of them own their own homes. They all rent because they're all broke. But should we just kill all the boomers or should we wait till they're like 69 years old and the Mexicans taking care of them will kill them? What should we do? I think we should just wait. I'm not going to kill a boomer. I'll wait. I'll let someone else kill a boomer.
I think we should let the CCP. I think we should let the CCP decide on what happens. Well, yeah.
Just to let YouTube know, we love the boomers. We love Joe Biden. Dr. Fauci.
Someone else's parents. But I don't think your parents are boomers. Like, when were your parents born?
1977. That's Gen X.
Yeah, you've even met a boomer. Maybe your grandparents. I don't know.
My grandparents are boomers, definitely. Yeah, they're in their 60s.
But they're probably easy to deal with. You probably don't have bad grandparents.
Well, the thing is, I've never lived near them. I was always in different states.
Where are your grandparents?
Most of them are in New Jersey, I think.
New Jersey. Holy crap.
Yeah, they got
you slip them $50, they'll smash someone's kneecaps. That's how I know about New Jersey.
Yeah, they live under the piss yellow banner of New Jersey. They live under that piss yellow flag.
Wait, 1 second. I got a New Jersey artifact right back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Is it the New Jersey flag, the piss yellow flag? Oh, okay. What is it? I don't know.
We'll see here in a second. We'll see what Dim's got here.
All right, Let's see. Is it like a hockey shirt? It looks like a hockey shirt. I don't know what it is.
Jersey Devils, right here.
Oh, the Jersey Devils. Dude. Oh. Yeah.
Legendary kind of cool looking hockey merchandise, right? That's their hockey team, right? New Jersey
Devils. I believe so. I don't know if they're in the National League. I did not know that they were in the National League, but
yeah, they're in the NHL. I got a few puck marks on here because I used to wear this on the ice.
Because I don't know any other sports teams from the New Jersey. Like, I know they support the Eagles and the Giants.
The big goalie.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Giant Stadium's in New Jersey.
Yeah. So, like, they support New York and Philadelphia for the most part. They don't normally have their own sports teams. So it is kind of interesting.
In basketball, there used to be the New Jersey Nets. But then they became the Brooklyn Nets. They moved to Brooklyn, so... I think a lot of the sports teams relocated from Jersey.
They were too good for us.
They were too good. Yeah. So what happened, I think, was the team got bought out, and then the owner who bought the New Jersey Nets was like, fuck Jersey. This place sucks ass. Let's go to at least Brooklyn, which isn't any better. I don't know. As far as I've heard.
To be honest. You know, it's funny. Brooklyn's like a little borough in New York City, and New Jersey's like this big state, like, I mean, not big, but you know, it's like, it's so weird to me. Like, Brooklyn's like a part of a city, and then you got New Jersey, which is a bunch of cities. But it's kind of funny. I love that. Like, you got the New England Patriots, and you got the Baltimore Ravens, and Baltimore's like the small little city.
Yeah.
Like, not too small, but you know, semi small. You look, New England Patriots. New England's like six states. Like, what the heck?
What is New England? Is New England Massachusetts?
Yes, it is. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. I lived in three of the states. I've lived in three of the states in New England. So I know New England very well. I lived there for 7 years.
Where's Foxborough?
I'd say I drove there one time in Massachusetts. Yeah, it's in Massachusetts.
It's in Massachusetts. Okay.
Yeah, it's right across the border from New Hampshire. Yep. I've driven
there. That's really like Tom Brady, right? Because he's Irish, right?
Tom Brady's actually from Texas, I think.
Oh no, he's from Cali. He's from Cali. I'm homosexual for Tom Brady, so like I know everything about him. So like I know he's from California.
I thought he was Western
I'm a little jealous because my dad actually met Tom Brady's cousin. Shocking. He said the guy looks like a lot like Tom. You could tell they're related. But he just looks like a shorter version of Tom Brady. So, like, it was kind of cool. Like, I was like, Dad, you didn't hump his leg or anything? Or tell him that, like, you know, to like, that I would pay, like, thousands of dollars to see Tom Brady's cousin?
Yeah, that message was supported by the CCP right there. That was great.
But no, like, the guy's, like, I think they're about the same age as far as I know, too. Like, he and his cousin. So, it's like, it's cool, man. I was just like... blown away. I was like, oh damn, you actually got to meet the fucker. Like, oh man, I would I would love to meet Tom Brady though. Like that he's like totally like he is, even if it was just a virtual conversation where he and I were just talking back and forth. I don't care.
Do you ever see when Tom Brady hosted Saturday Night Live?
Oh
it was funny. I never saw that. It was episode. Really funny. Look it up. Maybe it's out there, but it was really funny. I used to watch SNL like every week. I haven't watched it like, you know, a long time, but back in the 90s and from about 2000, 2010, it was a great show.
And, yeah. Once it hit to like 2011 to like now, it kind of got meh. Yeah.
He was funny. It was a funny episode.
Well, boys, we might have to end the live stream here in a few moments. I went a little over further than I thought I would.
Yeah, sorry about that. What's he playing? He's playing some game with some guy with a wooden shield, and he's running around opening up like treasure chests.
Are you talking about Copper Cab?
Yeah, he's.
Oh God!
I don't know what game this is. He's playing some video game.
I love. I bet he's playing RuneScape. Hold on, let me take a look.
That game was sponsored by the CCP. There we go.
Let me see if he's playing.
He's been bribed by the CCP.
Yeah, you would know what game this is. I don't know what game this is.
I don't know can you describe it, or do you?
It's some medieval thing. He's running around with a helmet and a shield, and he's like looking through.
That sounds like Bannerlord. Is he playing Bannerlord?
Maybe it's Bannerlord. I don't know.
Is he playing War Thunder? I mean, not War Thunder. What's it? Warband? He's playing Warband? I don't know. I forgot the name of the game. Medieval games. I play some medieval games, but not a lot of them. All
right, I might recognize this game. Let's take a look here. He's playing Baldur's Gate or something.
If you show me a picture, I might be able to tell. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's playing Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
That's a terrible photo.
That looks like
not a game I recognize. I've never really played it, but I've seen like video.
I have never played that one.
If I look at the comments, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to confirm it. Somebody will be like, "Why the fuck are you playing Baldur's Gate?"
Hey, he was bribed by the CCP. What can I say? I was kidding. I don't know.
Does Copperkev have any money? Like, he was on TV for a while. Did he just save all his money from that?
Yeah, I don't know. He keeps getting advertisers, doesn't he?
Make up Copperkev net worth. Let me see what he's worth.
You know, Copperkev is actually really brilliant because he really is the best troll. He reminds me a lot of Tom Green. I don't know if you guys really watched a lot of Tom Green comedy back in the day. He was kind of a troll back. Actually, he was a real troll back in the day. He might be the founding father of trolls on video. Trolls on video, actually. He might.
We can end with a Tom Green video. I'm looking him up right now. Let's see.
Yeah.
You remember Tom Green, right, Copper? Not Copper. Why am I calling you Copper? Hold on. Oh, God. Tim. I'm all over the place. But Tim, because you have Copper as your name, and I'm like, God damn it, why am I calling you Copper? But
yeah, we'll end on a Tom Green video. I can share my screen. To someone else, do you know Tom Green?
No, I don't. I should
greatest
know.
Comedian of all time. He's the original troll, by the way. He's the original. This is
I always think George Carlin's kind of a troll, but he's not selling anything, so you're wrong.
Pissed at George Carlin's estate. They're trying to sue the creator of some AI-generated comedy act, like that was using the likeness of George Carlin or something.
George Carlin was so great. It's kind of hard not to reference. I have no idea. Not hard to reference him. I don't know.
Okay, someone else. This is a libertarian conundrum. We'll end on this Tom Green video.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a libertarian. What's the answer to this? We'll turn it up. Here we go.
What's the answer to this?
As we all know, smoking is really cool. Cool kids smoke. You can even tell that I have sort of a cooler voice when I have a cigarette in my mouth. Listen to me, I sound like Clark Gable, for f***ing sakes. This right here is what we call a space-age mobile smoker's environment. It's an invention I've come up with. This enables me as a smoker to go in places where I'm normally not allowed to go. Restaurants, bars, hotels.
Hey, don't hit me. Don't hit me. For crying out loud, don't hit me.
Dude, I've never seen this skit before. This is
so smoking in your restaurant?
No, you're not.
Got a Samsy. Can you smoke in here?
No.
Really?
No smoking. Oh, okay.
I just wanted to order some fish.
Hey, mister, what's going on here?
It's a space-age mobile smoker's environment.
Did you ask me if I let you come into this is my property?
Oh, okay, can I ask? No, sir.
Go call the police.
No, this is a space-age mobile.
Mind me, my restaurant. You can't get around my place. I call police, okay?
I just wanted to order a sandwich. He's locking us in the restaurant because he doesn't want us in the restaurant.
Here. Get out here. Get out of my place. You can't get out here.
You know
this is my restaurant. Yeah. How can you do
this?
Okay, I call police.
This is brilliant.
I just wanted to get a fish sandwich. So
I don't care. You want to get fish sandwich? You got your picture. You bring the box in.
You know you're not allowed to smoke in restaurants? No, you know how you're not allowed to smoke?
You were smoking in my restaurant.
Sorry.
You were smoking in my restaurant.
Oh, that's a nice koi pond. Sir, I was in my space age mobile smokers environment. I thought I was allowed to smoke in here.
This is personal property. And it's a restaurant.
I just want to get.
You cannot do that. So you just want to get there?
I just want to get a fish plate.
Let me. I'm going to call your company, and my attorney is going to talk to you again. And what's your name?
Tom.
Tom who?
Green. Actually, my name's Doug Phillips. I'm just joking. It's Tom Green. We're just trying to say, you know how you can't smoke in restaurants?
My friend, have a nice day. Okay. Please.
Are those koi or are they goldfish? I'm sorry. We're going to go.
Yeah.
Dude, like he's the OG, dude. Like he's the OG, yeah. Like troll. Just so much fun, like so yeah. Much fucking fun, man. I love Tom.
The beginning of that advertisement was amazing.
Dude, that's the kind of video. Those are the kind of videos I'm trying to bring back with my channel. Is those kind of like I want to do more like in real life comedic trolling, just like Tom Green used to do.
And here's his department store telecom.
Oh, hold on, let me put
you
that.
You try that one if you want. It's pretty funny. Back when there used to be department stores.
No, I don't want you doing that on my PA.
Not allowed to do that, or?
No.
How come you're not allowed?
You're not allowed.
How come? Because you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. But if you want to do it, just pick up the phone, hit the button that says page.
Mom? Mom? Where are you, Mom? Mom? I'm lost. Mom? Mom, I'm lost. Mom? Mom, I'm up at the front, Mom. Mom, I'm up at the front, Mom. I don't know where you are. Mom? Mom, I'm lost. Mom? 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 Mom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
How you doing?
I just lost my mom in the store.
Great for you. We're not allowed any cameras in the store, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I just lost my mother, though.
Was it these two on the PA, Nancy?
Some crazy guy down there.
Okay, I'm asking you to leave.
What's that?
I'm asking you to leave.
It was a guy that looked almost exactly like me doing it, actually. All he did was he picked this thing up.
I'm asking you. He
hit the page thing. I'm just telling you what he did, so. Like that. Just like that.
My brother's lost, and I don't know where he is. He's wearing a pair of white shorts, and he's got like a green hat on, and I'm not exactly sure where he is right now. I'm really worried about that.
Sorry, my brother's lost. He's wearing a pair of white shorts. And,
I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store. We can't have the camera.
Okay, he's 4 years old, though. He's four.
What we can do is... If you would just please...
He's probably just back by the girl's sweatpants.
Not a problem.
Like
okay.
Joe, I can just get him. I'll just page him. That's fine. Joe? What's that? Oh, I can do the snake. I can do
he really is brilliant, man. Oh, my God.
Fun. A lot of fun. Everyone does it.
So, what's your name? Where are you from? What are you doing in town today? You're doing some shopping, I guess?
Yeah.
So how do you know what the...
We live on a PA system. You're not allowed on a PA system.
Oh, no? Oh, okay. Just so I'm doing a stand-up comedy routine. And it's...
Follow me, please.
There's no stages around here that I can work out at.
Follow me, please.
There's no stage around here that I'm allowed to work out at, so I thought it'd be good just to get on that mic there.
This way, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just go at this one.
No.
I'll just go here.
No, hang on a second.
Sorry, actually, no, this is the way here.
No.
It's the right way.
Come with me, please, my office.
You're a shoplifter.
What's that?
Come with me for a moment, please.
What's that?
Could you please stay in the store?
No, actually, I don't want to stay in the store, though. That's the thing. I want to leave.
Sorry. You're not allowed to leave.
Oh, well, I am allowed to leave, though. Because I'm an adult.
No, because you weren't invited in the store in the first place to get on the PA system.
Was that person invited in the store? Was that person there invited in the store? Was she invited in the store?
That has no bearing on it. You did something. No, you did something. First of all, this is a private property.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it.
No, I can charge you with trespassing.
Well, no, yeah. Because I'm leaving.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a warning.
Can I see you over here for a minute by the telephone?
Okay, yeah, let's go over here. I'll just go this way.
That's dumb, man. Fucking gold. Holy
shit. He is pretty good.
That's the Spanish Canada gets.
So Steelhead is saying real quick, he's saying you got to check out Ari Schaefer Home Depot skit is what Steelhead is saying. But anyway, I got to go here in just a few moments, though, you guys. We got to we'll have to end the stream tonight.
Yeah, you got to get up at 4 a.m. now. You do those, like, early, like, skip the dishes breakfast deliveries.
Well, no. I do the deliveries after I'm done doing my work-from-home job. So I work from home from 6 a.m. because I'm on the West Coast, so it's, like, 8:19 where I'm at. So I really – I got some time before I got to go to bed, but I am like winding down tired though. So
what happened to the old Garza? The old Garza was up till 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's because I used to work a later shift. I had to work from like, 10:30 to like 7 or something. Yeah. And now I'm on a client where we only have morning shifts and that's it. So
it's 3:20 a.m. in Baltimore right now. He's getting ready to go crabbing. You're trying to go to sleep.
It's not even. It's 11:20, but yeah, you're close.
That was awesome, dude. Tim's the goat. I love it, man. The greatest of all time. I love him. Anyway, final words, you guys. Any final words you guys want to just throw out there? Any statements, questions?
Yeah, the supremacy of Delaware is absolute. Biden might win. There we go.
Joe Biden, Papa Joe Biden. All right.
He's Delawarean.
Tim Smith, do you think that Joe Biden is supreme over the great?
I just like the word Delaware. It feels like I'm going to get to microwave some macaroni or something.
Listen to their anthem. You're going to love it. Okay.
Yeah, I got to look at the Delaware anthem, but it feels like it's like Delaware kind of sounds like Tupperware. And I feel like I'm going to get leftovers or something.
Oh, you'll feel the supremacy when you listen to their anthem. You'll understand every president will be Delawarean from now on.
Delawarean. Oh, nice. That sounds like, what's that name? Super Mario Wario? Delawarean? It's like the Italian Wario if he wasn't already Italian. Delawarean.
I'm surprised Delaware hasn't taken over the whole country by now with their presidential decrees. Okay.
I want to be the Hunter Biden of Canada. Come and investigate my laptop.
Okay, that's my final word. Supremacy of Delaware. Goodbye.
Supremacy of Delaware. All right. Tim, do you got one? You got a final word, Tim?
I don't know. Look how much of this amaretto I drank. It's almost not that.
Did you start at a full bottle?
Yeah, what percentage is this? It's 24% alcohol.
That's honestly, I'm glad it's only 24%. That's actually, because if that was like 40% or something like that, and you drank that much of it, I would be like probably asleep by now. Oh man.
I will say this. I found my niece. I haven't seen my niece since 2011 when she was like 4 years old. I talked to the government and they tracked her down. And now she's like 17 and I found her. So I haven't talked to her yet. I talked to her legal guardians, which are aunt and uncle. So we're supposed to all meet up next month, though. So I bought her a bunch of presents. She loves David Bowie. So I got her a bunch of David Bowie presents. So we're going to meet maybe next month. So that's what's going on in my life is I found my niece.
That's so cool, man. I dig it, dude. I dig.
I'll let you know how that goes.
I bet it will go pretty well, man.
Woo! All right. And a Super Bowl's in 2 weeks. I thought there was a UFC yesterday. There wasn't. So instead, I spent my day shopping. And then there's probably no UFC when the Super Bowl weekend. I can't remember.
They're probably going to do UFC on Saturday. I bet you they will because Super Bowl's on Sunday. They'll probably do UFC on Saturday.
UFC 300 is coming up in like April. Are you flying up to Canada to watch it at my house?
Probably not. But
when was the last time you watched a UFC?
Oh, dude, it's been a while. It has been a long while. I'll keep tabs on like what's kind of going on with the UFC world, but I'm really not that invested. Like, I think UFC highlights are fun to watch, but like, I really don't like watch a lot of the live fights. It's funny. I've been betting on a lot of boxing matches lately because I've been doing what I like to call pussy parlays, where I do like parlays, and they're like basically they're ones where the outcome is very likely that the one team is going to win because they're just that good. But I'll do like two of those likely outcomes into one parlay. It's a weird betting strategy, but it kind of just breaks me even for the most part. So I don't really lose any money, but I don't really gain that much either. So
yeah, I mean, Joey way. Diaz, he bets $20 here and there on UFC.
I just do dollar pussy bets. By the way, they're all dollar bets for all these. So they're I call them pussy bets because they're just.
The one time I almost bet on UFC, I almost sold all my stocks. At the time, this was like a couple of years ago, I would have put like 10 grand on, a Juliana Pena to beat Amanda Nunez. And she did beat her, but she was going off like 1,001 or something like that. I would have cleaned up like $100,000 or something like that. I almost cleaned up because I knew Juliana Pena was going to win. And she won. She won by like submission in the second round or something. But no one thought that was going to happen.
I wish I had that sort of confidence in betting. I don't have that.
Yeah, but I didn't do it because I was like, I can't, you know, what if she injures her toe walking into the cage or.
Exactly, you know? Dude. You never know what sort of elements will happen. Dude, upsets happen all the time. Like there have been ones that I put my money on that like the odds were all in favor of one team of winning like by like a. -400 -500 and usually those don't lose, but sometimes upsets happen. So like that's why I always say never ever put all your money down and do pussy bets like I do. Pussy bets are the way to go.
I mean NFL's a bit easier to bet on because they got like 16 games in a season or something. Yeah. But you know, NBA, NHL, when you've got like 80 games, 150 games, you don't know who's gonna win from night to night. So it's not worth it. You're just gonna lose your money. So I never got into sports betting. It's just like, you know, I did back in the day. I used to play in Canada. We have sports action. It's like the government regulated sports. And like one time I won like $150 and that was it. You know, I remember one time my uncle, he had like what they call like Toto or something like that. And if you get him all right, you probably win like 10 grand or something like that. And he had like Kansas City and Pittsburgh on a Monday Night Football. And like if Kansas City won or something like that, he would have won the 10 grand. So he's watching it and it's like, he starts like getting really nervous. He's running down to the basement and smoking weed. Like every 5 minutes, he's running back up. He grabs a big bowl of ice cream. He's like scooping it.
What a beast.
And then anyway, Pittsburgh ended up winning. He didn't win his ticket. He ended up winning like $100 instead of like 10 grand. But so, you know, I never go into, you know, sports betting is too hard, you know, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I just put dollar bets on the most likely outcomes that I could find and that's it. Like I don't, the losses are not that big when I do lose and the wins are not that big either. So it's very interesting. I just enjoy putting it down. Cause if I do end up being right, which I doubt it, I still just end up breaking even every fucking time, but it's for the most part I break even, but yeah, I just enjoy doing it. Cause betting is fun. It's fun to see what the outcomes are just to see like, oh wow, this upset happened or this upset happened. Holy shit. And but that's why dollar bets are great because it means I don't lose that much ultimately. So
that's all you can do. You know, in Canada, we have sports action where you're not allowed to bet on just one game. You got to bet on at least two.
Really?
It's sort of like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to throw all this money into something. People lose. Like
encouraging gambling more than anything.
Yeah, you know, people lose so much money betting on sports. So just like it's not for me. I'm not going to go down that road. Maybe once in a while I might be right, but it's just you know, it's not worth it. So
if you could vote for one man before you go, you voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Who's your guy? Who's your man?
I'll vote for Trump just because Curtis Yarvin told me to vote for Trump and he's a monarchist. And Curtis Yarvin's smarter than me, so I'll go for him.
I'm going to say Joe Biden, but in my heart of hearts, Donald Trump. But, you know, it's funny. The only reason I even love to say that I love Joe Biden is because I really do think it keeps the moderators off my ass if they think that I love Joe Biden. So if I put all this pro-Joe Biden propaganda everywhere, they might leave me alone. They might just leave me alone. That's kind of the goal. I'm just tired of YouTube moderators not leaving my channel alone. Like they've gotten a lot better, but I noticed they've only gotten better because I've been pro Joe Biden or fake pro Joe Biden the whole time.
The two things that stand out to me about Joe Biden is one, he's still alive. I never thought he would live past the first 6 months. And I think he's awful. He seems to have, like, look at Hunter Biden, right? He's got a sex addiction, a cocaine, like a crack addiction. And he's never worked a day in his life. He immediately just started getting like bribes from China as soon as he finished school.
Dude, so, it's Cain and Abel. Like the two. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Cain and Abel, the brothers, and then like I'm not really a biblical guy for the most part, but like his brother Bo Biden, American hero. The dude served in the military. Like was an upstanding dude from what I could see. And then there's Hunter Biden. Total POS, totally mooches off the taxpayers. Like
Tim Dillon says, he's a fun guy though.
Hunter Biden. The laptop definitely makes him look like a fun.
Who would you rather want to hang out with, Hunter Biden or Bo Biden?
Well, I know Bo Biden passed away due to a tumor or whatever, but honestly, I would definitely hang out with Bo Biden because. He's a sweetheart, dude. Everything I've read about Bo Biden from what I've seen, just a sweet, kind person. And he just wanted to serve this country. Unlike his shitty, crappy dad and his shitty, crappy brother. Like, Bo Biden is a
Biden's are Irish. I don't hold the Irish to a high standard. You know?
Wait, Biden's Irish?
Well, yeah. They're all Irish. They're all from Massachusetts. Shit. They're all Irish.
Oh, I didn't even know Biden was Irish. I didn't even realize.
I'm 25% Irish brother. Yeah, like I don't hold Irish to a high standard. It's like if you're alive, you made it. You survived a famine or something. You ate potatoes. It's like who cares? You know, you got a few fist fights, but whatever. Yeah, just I'll go Trump because he's the most closest to what I want, which is a monarchy. I don't believe in democracy. I'm not even voting anymore. Curtis Yarvin convinced me. No more voting. Same with Michael Malice. I'm not voting anymore. So.
I mean, I'm definitely throwing my vote in. I'm putting well. I mean, I know you can't technically vote for anybody in the U.S., but
you know what? I tried to buy a Trump MAGA hat, and I couldn't because in Canada you're not allowed to buy it because it counts as a campaign donation, like the official hat.
Really?
And because of that, it's a foreign campaign donation, so you're not allowed to buy them from Canada. You got to buy a cheap knockoff from China if you want a MAGA hat.
Oh. I need to get myself a mega hat.
Yeah.
Dude, there are places where I know that if I wore it, I would get bitched out. Like, we have this hipster bar called Seven Devils. Now, if I was to walk in there with a mega hat on, I'm pretty sure some asshole would just be a total dick to me. I'd just be like, I want to get something that says, like, make Bitcoin great again or something like that and just make it look like a MAGA hat. I just think that if people are going to be mad. Like, I can never understand why anybody would freak out on somebody's political affiliations, like who they believe in. Because I've told people I love Donald Trump, and they call me, like, straight-up racist and fascist. I'm like, dude.
You know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, nobody cared. Like, I kind of grew up in the 90s, and it wasn't a political time. Like, no one knew anything about politics. Yeah. If they did, it wasn't a big deal. I always voted for leftist parties, like the Green Party and stuff like that, and like local independents who were like homeless people who would never win. But that's who I always voted for. But
I love independent parties, actually. Like, I love like the Green Party. It just sucks that nobody like it just kind of sucks that nobody takes them seriously because it's like you have to be on one side or the other, you know? It's like.
You know, it's like stocks, you know, like let's say you've got a local like soda maker who makes like a really good cola, but, you know, they're not going to outsell Pepsi, you know, it's like same with like there might be like an independent candidate who's really good, but they're not going to outsell like Trump or Biden, like in terms of votes. So that's just how it is. So you kind of just have to accept that and then incorporate that into your life in some way that makes sense.
RC Cola, baby. Mercy Cola.
Yeah, we had this stuff in Canada called Beaver Buzz, and they started making energy drinks, but then they also started making just like pop on the side, like soda. They'd make like a Rodeo root beer and like some orange one, and then they make a cola, and the cola had maple syrup and nutmeg and cinnamon in it, and it was really good, but it didn't sell enough, so they discontinued it. Now they only make energy drinks. You can buy Beaver Buzz energy drinks. But that's just how it is, you know, in terms of like mass, you know, popularity. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But you know, Bud Light is sponsoring UFC now. We'll see if it brings their stock back.
I like Bud Light. It makes me feel tight. All right. Well, I'll let you go, my man. I got to get back to it. But I do love that Super Mario Brothers wallet, man.
What do I got in here? I got my driver's license.
Well, don't show too many. Don't show too many important things on
here. I got a credit card. I got a bank card. I got a Save on Foods More Rewards card that gets me points.
I just don't show any. Yeah, show the. It's okay to do the rewards cards. Just don't do any.
Here's how bad the Canadian economy is. We have these scene cards, which used to be you would go to the movies, right, the theater, and you get points every time. Oh, what do we got here? How dare you? The patties cream the English, and the soft Englishman moved to Canada for better food. I don't know what that means, but I'll agree with
it. I dig it. I dig it.
Cool. Okay, we've had our Tom Greenfield for the week.
All right, my man. Well, I will. I'll let you go, man. I gotta get some. I just got to take a quick shower before bed, but I'm a grubby boy today. Ooh, a greasy, greasy man. Ooh. I am a greasy man today, man.
All right. What happened to Ponytail Samurai, whoever that guy was? Is he coming back?
Oh, my boy. That's my boy Billy. He's hit or miss when he's able to join anything, but one of these days we need to get him on, like, even if he's like at home, we need to get him like on his smartphone or something like that to join the stream. So we need to have a four-way. We need to have as someone else. We need to have you. We need to have me. And then we need to have Billy. We need to have four of us crammed on the screen arguing about something ridiculous.
Just be careful. If he dies from like a marijuana overdose while you're live, you could be like sued or something.
Is that true?
I assume so.
That's crazy.
Actually, you know what? You're in Oregon. Never mind. You're probably okay.
I don't think Oregon. When it comes, Oregon's a weird state, man. Steelhead says thanks, fellas. Please do another live stream in the future. Enjoy listening. Well, Steelheads, we appreciate your incredible comments. They're very sexy, and I love it.
He must be in Pacific Northwest too. There's a steelhead salmon. That must be him, or is it steelhead trout? I can't remember.
Steelheads, it's funny because I remember seeing this guy or girl or whoever this person is in my previous streams. I can't remember if it's somebody I know, but if it is somebody I know, that's awesome. If not, no big deal, though.
I think it's Steelhead Trout. That's like
Idaho. He's saying Idaho. Let's see. It says Idaho right here.
But Idaho, that's where PPC Ian moved his family. He escaped San Francisco.
Smart man, dude. California taxes you up the ass.
Yeah, anyway. You know, I talked to my rich dad, and he told me, yeah, California has a lot of taxes. That's where he was. But, you know, he said it's worse in Canada. So California is still better than Canada.
Oh, man. It's too good. All right, man.
I was going to say something, but that's okay. I forgot.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Well, anyway, brother, I'll let you go. I'll let you go. But you have a fabulous night, my man. Ooh. Dude, looking good. Look at that go with those uppercuts and stuff like that.
This is my new bedroom.
Dude, this is a pretty nice pad. No roommates, you said, right?
Yeah, in here is like laundry. And then you go past that, you get to the kitchen. Do you want a quick tour? I'll do like a 2-second tour.
Yeah, screw it. Let's do it. Let's do the cribs tour.
I got to unplug my
computer. We'll do a quick cribs tour.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, you're going. Oh, you're going straight up battery.
Okay, hang on. Can you see me?
Oh, I can see you. Yeah, I can see you.
There's my Tammy Stronach autograph from Neverending Story. Oh, remember that movie, Neverending Story?
It sounds. I don't think I ever watched it. Okay. It sounds familiar.
Okay, we got it. Here's the bathroom.
I think I lost connection with you, my man. Hold on. Tim, can you still hear me? I think I lost your connection, brother. Oh, well, shit. Oh, Steelheads. I think my boy... We need a butt boys and it says song to finish the stream. Oh, I think Tim got disconnected somehow. I'm not too sure how. Tim, you still there? We'll give him a sec. He might need to rejoin or something. Oh. What the heck? We'll give Tim a second to rejoin just in case. But I guess while we're waiting for Tim, I could do a quick Butt Boys song. Let's see. We are the Butt Boys, and I always sound like James Blunt when I'm the lead singer of the Butt Boys, and well, one hell of a band, one of the greatest bands of all time. We're better than Take That. We're better than the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, BTS. Well, we're the greatest boy band of all time, yeah. But okay. I see Tim Smith's computer froze. All good, bro. We can always do the Cribs tour another day. But anyway, I'll finish it off real quick. So we'll just do a quick Butt Boy song. Let's make up something off the top of my head. I just got to imagine a scenario and just make it disgusting. Because we are the Butt Boys and we live in Butt Plug City. Butt Plug City. Butt Plug City, yeah. Where everything is a joyous time. And the Butt Boys are making the crimes. We are the Butt Boys with our butt plugs. Oh. We give eternal hugs. We are the Butt Boys with our butt plugs. And everybody wants to dance and cream in their underpants. We're just like the boy band Take That. And we know our pockets are fat. And I know I'm the man I know. Because I look like a dirty, dirty hoe. That's all the Butt Boy energy I got. All right. Anyway, the Butt Boys are going on tour. We're going to go on tour here really soon with the likes of Russell Crowe, Joe Buck, Nickelback, The Darkness, Butt Cherry. We're just going on tour here very soon here. We're just doing our thing and we're making sure that the Butt Boys are back, basically. The Butt Boys are back and we're ready to attack with the greatest boy band of all time. I think you're all jealous. And yeah. Anyway, yes. Thank you, Steelheads. I appreciate you wanting me to do a Butt Boys song. That's the best Butt Boy song I got while I wear my juicy man thong. Anyway, later, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. There's a lot of short video material that I can take off of this, so I'm very excited. My pants are tight right now. And I'll get you all later. Bye!